Amen. Thank you, sir.
Hey.
How's everybody?
Hey.
Well, welcome ones that are joining us online with us. Amen. Glad to stop in to listen to God's message today. I think we got a good one today. Not me. I don't have a good one, but I think God gave me a good one to tie in with our communion here just a few minutes ago. Some of the scripture will be the same that Matt read earlier. Main scripture though today is going to come from 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26. We'll get to that in just a second, but you can go ahead and turn there. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23-26. I'll be in the NIV version here in just a minute. But today, I'll give you a title real fast: Communion Supper. That's what we just did. That was the sacrament we just performed. Thank you, Matt, for doing that for us. Communion Supper. Remembrance and Renewal is our title today. Remembrance and Renewal. Let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, may it be your Holy Spirit speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may we give you all glory, honor, and praise, Lord. Lord, with our actions here, Lord, with the message that you give us, Lord. Lord, as always, may it be your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the message and the blessing that you have for us today, Jesus. May we be with us to the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, guess what? Y'all like communion? Communion's a good thing, yeah. Not only do we get a little bit closer as a church family, amen, by doing that together, but we also get a little bit closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our God that created us, amen. So today, brothers and sisters, today we gather together to partake in that sacred act of communion. The communion supper holds deep significance for us, don't it, as believers. People that don't believe don't understand what's going on. Amen. But as believers, it holds deep significance for us. As it not only symbolizes our unity with Christ, but it also serves as a powerful reminder of the sacrifice that He made for our redemption, for each one of us. Amen. This sacred practice, get that word right, also known as the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, holds a central place in the life of the church. It's an invitation to experience unity, to remember Christ's sacrifices, and to partake in the abundant grace that flows from the cross to us. Let us delve today, right now, into the depths of this divine mystery and be transformed by the profound message that it gives us. Let us turn to the scriptures as we explore the profound meaning behind this blessed sacrament. So again, that first scripture is going to be 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26. NIV version says it this way: "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whoever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. So the first thing I want to talk about this is this. We got to remember Christ's sacrifice in everything that we're doing. The communion supper invites us to reflect upon the ultimate act of love and the ultimate act of sacrifice displayed by our Lord Jesus Christ as he died on that cross for us. As we partake in the bread and in the cup, We remember His body broken. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of what? Our sins. Amen. It was shed for the forgiveness of my sins, your sins. Everybody watching online, sins. It's through His death on that cross that we find reconciliation with God and eternal life. The communion supper, therefore, becomes a profound reminder of God's unending love and mercy towards each one of us. As we approach that communion table, we're reminded of the immense sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on our behalf. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 through 28, Jesus took bread and wine. He gave thanks and He said, "This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." The communion elements symbolize Christ's broken body and His shed blood for each one of us, which paid the price for our sins, did it? There's no way I could get me out of my sins. Only God shed blood and His communion with that could get me out of those sins. Amen? And get us reconciled with God. Let us remember this. The ultimate act of love that was demonstrated on the cross, and embrace the grace and forgiveness that's offered to each one of us. The second thing I'm going to give you today about the communion table is this. It gives unity in Christ. Scripture teaches us as believers, we're united with Christ, don't we? Just as the bread represents His body and the cup represents His blood, we are reminded that we are partakers of His divine nature. Through faith in Him, nothing else, but through faith in Him, we have become one with Christ. And His Spirit lives within each one of us, don't it? The communion supper symbolizes our spiritual nourishment that we need. And communion with our Savior, it strengthens our relationship with Him. And it deepens our understanding of the significance of His sacrifice for each one of us. In 1 Corinthians 10, 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul states, "The cup of blessing that we bless, it is not a participation of the blood of Christ. The bread that we break, it is not a participation of the body of Christ. Because there is one bread. We who are many are one body. For we all partake of that one bread." The communion unites each one of us, don't it? In the body of Christ. Transcending our differences. Transcending everything else in our backgrounds. It reminds us that we all are partakers of the same grace that God shed on that cross. That we are all partakers bound together in love. And we all share the communion. Let us remember that we are a family. Amen. Called to love. Called to support one another. Third thing it does is this. It gives unity within the body of Christ. Not only does the communion supper represent our unity with Christ, but it also serves as a reminder of our unity within the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, 17 states, "Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf." As we partake in the bread, we acknowledge that we are all part of the same spiritual family, bound together, each one of us, by our faith in Jesus Christ. The communion supper calls us to examine our relationships with fellow believers, to seek forgiveness if we need to, and to promote unity within our church. Amen. Fourth thing it does is this. It's a source of spiritual nourishment. Beyond being a symbol of remembrance and unity, the Lord's communion also provides us with spiritual nourishment. In John 6, 53 and 55, Jesus says this, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you eat of the flesh of man, or of the Son, I'm sorry, let me start over. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of the Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. For My flesh is true food, and My blood is true drink." Through faith, we partake in the essence of Christ's sacrifices and experience spiritual sustenance with Him. Just as a physical food nourishes our bodies, the communion nourishes our souls. It empowers us to live as faithful disciples of Christ. And the fifth thing is this. It is a call to self-examination and renewal.
Amen.
As we approach communion table, it's essential to engage in self-examination and repentance. 1 Corinthians 11, 28, 29, Paul urges, "Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." The Lord's communion invites us to examine our hearts. It invites us to confess our sins. It invites us to seek reconciliation with God and our fellow believers. Amen. It is an opportunity for spiritual renewal and for restoration, allowing us, each one, to walk in righteousness and holiness. So as I wrap up, I say this. The communion supper is a sacred time for each one of us to reflect on the sacrifice of what Jesus Christ did, to experience His presence, and to reaffirm our unity with Him and with one another. It's a time of deep reverence, of deep gratitude. May His holy sacrament strengthen our faith. May it renew our commitment to Christ and inspire us to love and serve one another. Let us approach the table with the Lord with our hearts full of thanksgiving and awe as we partake in the feast of remembrance and unity. The Lord's communion is not merely a ritual or an empty tradition. Amen. It is a profound encounter with the living Christ. As we partake in the bread and the wine, let us remember the sacrifice that Jesus made. Let us embrace the unity of the body of Christ. And let us seek spiritual nourishment. May this sacred practice deepen our faith, transform our lives, and inspire us to share the love of Christ with the world. Amen. And there is a downside to that. If we take it knowing that we are in sin, we are taking it and judging against ourselves. So when we take it, we have to be fully in tune with God. We have to be fully in line with His Word. Amen. And we can ask for forgiveness as we're taking it. Amen. As long as we are in line with our walk with God, as we had communion together. Amen. As we come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I thank You today, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for the blessing and the message that You have for me, Jesus. Lord, I ask You just to impress upon each one of us, Lord. Lord, the true unity of Your communion table, Lord. What it does for each one of us, Lord. Lord, may it allow us, Lord, to be reconciled and renewed with You today, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for the awesome opportunity to be in your house today, Lord. Lord, to even be able to take your communion table, Lord. Lord, we know some countries, they're not even allowed in a church building themselves, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the awesome opportunity to stand on your word today, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can share about your love, your mercy, Lord, your grace, Lord. We can tell them about the unity that we have in you, Jesus. Lord, and the future that we have in you by accepting you as our Savior, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I ask you to be with us to the next point in time. In your name I pray. Everybody said?
Amen.